Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 19th day of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And snow, icky, yucky, hate it, frickin' winter. Despise it, I hate it, and I don't care who likes it, I don't hate it. That I do hate it, or whatever. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary to start off the day. California AG. Employers who cooperate with federal immigration raids will be prosecuted. Sounds like a good one, and we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. You know, we got this federal immigration raids will be prosecuted and bullshit, and they're talking about doing raids in San Francisco. They're playing it up big, and you know, we got the government shutdown. Oh man, the government might shut down. Wouldn't that be something terrible to endure for you and I? I don't think so. But what I'm watching here is this 25% of these frickin' traders who do, you know, they don't even have a right to be in this country at this point in the ballgame. You know, talking back and finally they have to come out. Yeah, it's about DACA, you know. What it's coming down to is, you know, you have the Mexican government coming into our country, consulates in the United States for these goddamn invaders. And you have a group of congressmen and senators that are supposed to be representing you, telling you they're representing Mexico, China, the whole goddamn world against you. That they these people should be registered as foreign agents. If they're not foreign agents, what the fuck are they? I mean, truly. You know, the Hispanic caucus, and I'm looking at these, like, Gutierrez and all these, you know, it's a congressman. This son of a bitch is supposed to be a congressman. When you come to this country, you're supposed to be one of us. You're supposed to take my side against Mexican nationals because you're supposed to be my people now. They never assimilated. I mean, since the 1960s, it ain't even a requirement that you denounce your former citizenship. But if it comes up to a beef, I tell you, I don't want these son of a bitches. I want them out of my country yesterday. Every fucking one of them, just like promised. And then you sit there and you go, well, I want them to get, well, then you're not representing me. You're representing a foreign nation. You're representing a foreign national people. Not me. Every one of them should be arrested by the law. If there was any law, this just shows to Goya, there is no goddamn law. And they have every intent of handing over a large portion of your country to these frickin' third world son of a bitches. Because the, on the Republican side, which there is no sides, they want the slave labor. On the communist side, which there is no sides because they're both the same size, they want the goddamn people who will accept slavery, who will live under communism. And now you have the California AG. Employers who cooperate with federal immigration raids will be prosecuted. Why ain't this son of a bitch under arrest right now? Anybody that claims that they have any concern about this, especially that hair freak at the top, why aren't they under arrest? Isn't that obstruction of justice? Yeah, I mean, for less than this, this country went to a goddamn civil war, didn't we? This was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, California, Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, I wonder what, goddamn, is that Irish? Said during a press conference Thursday that employers in California who cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in their rumored upcoming immigration raids would be prosecuted if they cooperate in a manner that violates California law. If you have a goddamn law that obstructs the removal of goddamn illegal aliens, then you son of a bitch, you people who wrote it, why aren't they being arrested? That's what you got to ask yourself. Even in Washington, where these son of a bitches are coming up and goes, well, we're going to shut down the government if you don't give the god, if you don't hand over a hunk of this country to these foreigners we have dictated right in front of you. When they know, you know, I heard it again, 90% today. Yeah, 90% of that 20% of you traitors all agree. But see, the reason they can't do this is because that 75% does goddamn exist, and they know it. They know that if they keep pushing, and something, we're going to push back. And when we do, they're going to hang, because right here, what they're doing, every one of these involved with this, especially that Gutierrez, I want to see that son of a bitch march up the goddamn steps of the gaffel. I want to see him go through that hole. You don't run for this goddamn Congress to, or this Senate to represent people in other countries, you son of a bitch. And I don't want this. That son of a bitch and foreigner over there does. Who you backing, buddy? That is treason on its face. What they're doing right now, what we're watching on the stupid box with this goofy shit going on in Washington, D.C. is frickin' treason by definition of our language. Every one of them should be rounded up, right? I mean, they got the right there, the Capitol Police. Go round those son of a bitches up and pin them up because they're going to trial. They are acting as foreign agents for a foreign government, for foreign people, against the will of the American people. And they admit it's the will. Why can't you get this done? Well, 90% want it. Well, that's only 90% of the 20% that you actually are a part of, huh, you treasonous bastard? It's that 75%. That 100% of 75% that you are looking at that are getting ready to string your sorry treasonous asses up. I mean, the balls of these people. Come right out and tell you. I mean, to try to, in the same breath, they're telling you 90% support this very unpopular legislation. Really? How dumb do you think people are? Becerra held the press conference following reports that ICE officials are preparing for a major sweep in San Francisco and Northern California City. See, they're playing this game because, I mean, they, on the one side, that Trumper, he's trying to act like, you know, we talked about this before this ever came up. What was it, like 40,000 a day had to go for 4 years to get rid of them? That's with none coming in. And they're boiling over the frickin' border because they're sitting there going, we're going to get amnesty. We're going to get amnesty. Come one, come all. Take it from us. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, U.S. immigration officials have begun preparing for a major sweep in San Francisco and other Northern California cities in which federal officers would look to arrest more than... You ready? Hold on to your hats because, hey, they're all gone. Here comes our prosperity back. They're going to get rid of a whole 1,500 of them. That many come across the border in a goddamn hour, and you know it. If the bottom line here is it's all horseshit, it's all an act. It ain't like the power doesn't exist if somebody wanted to exercise it to deal with this problem. Like I said, if they went right now lawfully by the law, by their legislated law, they could go arrest these son of a bitches who are saying that you're going to accept this, you're going to accept these foreigners because this is goddamn taking your country. I guess people just can't look at the simplicity of it. If you've got something, let's just make it like your yard. Your yard, you got an acre there. You got a yard and you got a house. Somebody comes in and takes your house and your yard. I mean, a bunch of people come in and they own that too. I mean, isn't that taken from you? Do you have what you had before they came here? This is absolutely, it's robbing the American national of our country. And these son of a bitches, and they sit right there and look you right in the eye. These are supposed to be there. They're in a government where it says in that government, you are here to serve the American frickin' people. Are those goddamn dreamers the American people? No, they want them to be. But right now, they are Mexican, Guatemalan, El Salvadoran, Chinese, Indian. Name the goddamn country around this world. They are goddamn foreign nationals. And these treasonous son of a bitches are sitting up. Fuck you, American nationals. We're taking care of our constituency here. That will be our constituency as soon as we break the law to make them so. Because they've never had a tiny bit of authority to do any of this shit. They can't give our country away. Somebody show me where we gave them authority to hand our goddamn country over to the third world nationals. The Sacramento Bee's Angela Hart asked Becerra if the Attorney General's office would take legal action against employers who cooperate with ICE officials. There are new laws in place in California now in 2018 with the advent of I mentioned two of them specifically, AB 450 and SB 54. AB 450 in particular deals with the workplace, in particular how we go about treating the information about the workplace and employees at the workplace by employers. Becerra explained, what we're trying to make sure is that employers are aware that in 2018 there is a new law in the place. And this law that these pricks made, it is absolutely to obstruct justice, isn't it? This is to allow invasion into our country. I mean, they call it immigration, my ass. When you have this kind of numbers cross your border, it's called invasion or recolonization, depending on which end of it you're on. Becerra then told the reporters gathered that ignorance of the law, of the new laws, is no defense. The report followed up by asking Becerra's office would prosecute employers found to be in violation of AB 450. We will prosecute those who violate California law. Those who are violating United States law, well, we're going to create laws to protect them rather than prosecute them because, hell, they're from another country. They got rights here, and you people living here don't. Why ain't this son of a bitch in jail? You heard, I think it was Sessions, that piece of shit, the Attorney General's office, come out and threatened that they were going to come and start arresting him for obstruction of justice over these sanctuary cities. If this ain't obstruction of this is national law. This is one of the few frickin' laws they could actually make. But it wasn't to be enforced upon us. It was to be enforced upon these goddamn invaders. It was to make sure we didn't get invaded. So we're not going to enforce that law, but we're going to, enforce that law. We'll make a law against you enforcing the law. You see what I'm saying here? They don't enforce the law for 20 freaking years, allow all these bastards to get here, and then to make a law so you can't even, when the people getting ready to enforce the law, you ain't even going to enforce that law to be against the law. We'll arrest you. It's time to shoot. I guess when you come to an impasse like that, you lock and load and you put a bullet through somebody's head. I guess. The law Becerra is referring to is AB 450. Is a complicated law. I'm sure it's complicated as all hell because it is goddamn obstruction of the Border Patrol. It's obstruction of goddamn the federal government. What the power we gave them to protect our borders. I mean, this is about war powers. And the power we gave them, this is going against our country 110 freaking percent. But the reason that the people who have the power to say, hey, go arrest them. I mean, see, we were supposed to have that power. That's why they had to get rid of our common law and our common law courts, because we could be out arresting these son of a bitches. I could go get this dirty little bastard here. What the hell's his name? Exaver Becerra. I could go tap him on the shoulder and go, you're under arrest. He resists. I could lay his ass out. Take him over to the county jail. I'm charging him with sedition and treason. I make the charge. I'm filling out the affidavits. Here's the affidavits. Here's what this prick did. Here's the goddamn prima facie evidence right here in this article that puts that son of a bitch in jail. I prosecute him for espionage and sedition. And when I'm done, I want him right up them fucking gallows. I want him hung because he tried to take this country away from me. That dirty little son of a bitch, probably a second generation of a so-called American dual citizen piece of shit. Under AB 450, employers are prohibited from providing voluntary consent to an immigration enforcement agent to enter non-public areas. Now, how can the state take over a non-public area? They can't. I mean, this is just goddamn saying it's goddamn insurrection is what it is. And it's not being treated as insurrection. But goddamn, if you happen to get a milk cow and get you some raw milk, now there's some insurrection that will be dealt with SWAT teams. Non-public areas of a place of labor unless the agent provides a judicial warrant except as specified. So you got to go get a warrant for these people whose names you can't get because they're not going to give you the name, so you can't get a warrant. So what they're saying is you got to leave these fucking invaders alone. They're going to protect them. If they're going to protect them, they need to send the goddamn army in there and straighten this shit out yesterday. They had no problem sending the army to fight the people of the South in South Carolina and stuff when they stood on their rightful rights. And when they said, you know, we have the right to secede from this union. It was a right that was guaranteed in that, another one of them guarantees in that Constitution. They went to exercise that right and the guns went off. Hey, because federal authority supersedes state authority, don't you know? Well, it don't seem that way. I think that they're just kind of playing it back and forth because there ain't been no goddamn law in this country for 50 years anyway. Nothing that could even resemble law for 50 years in this country. And now, just like when they go to get one of these little pricks to run them out of here, oh, they got common law rights that you don't have because they're an invader, don't you know? And we're going to convene a quasi-common law court with a federal magistrate at the helm, and we're going to give him your rights. That's what has been going on. This just goes to show you, and it proves it to every one of us, that the only way this gets cured is if we cure it ourselves. We're going to have to go down there. We're going to have to drive these bastards out of our country. And it's going to be a hell of a job. And it's our own fault that it's going to be a hell of a job because we should have done it generations ago. Back when Ronnie Reagan decided he had the authority to hand a hunk of our country over to some goddamn foreigner, we should have went to Washington, D.C., hung that treasonous son of a bitch and the whole goddamn lot of the treasonous son of a bitches and said, no, you don't. You don't have no say. Well, we wrote this act. See, we wrote it down on a piece of paper that we have this authority, and I signed it, and Joe signed it, and Jim signed it. You and Joe and Jim are going up the gallows, buddy. We don't recognize your signature. You had no authority to put that signature on that piece of paper to begin with. All righty. Now to the next article. There are 3.6 million dreamers. A number far greater than commonly known. Well, we commonly knew it, and you can take this number and times it by about 3-2. Because if they're going to bring this out, the reason this number, like we talked about it the other day when they first started talking about, you know, the number being 3.2 million, was, you know, and then we heard 2 million, because they're getting ready to do this. They are going to do this. They are going to violate, they're going to, this act of treason, they are going to do it. They are going to tell these you that we're bringing in about 10 million foreign nationals. A couple of states we're handing over to these son of a bitches, and we're just doing it. Well, why? What authority? Because me and John and Jim wrote it down on a piece of fucking paper, you idiot. What do you think? There's no way out of this. We have to war these people. That's all there is to it. They are not going to stop of their own accord. And they're pumping more son of a bitches in here. You guys seen that? You know, everybody on the site gets all happy when they see cops get shot up. But you see those three cops shot by that Mexican. Did you see him laughing in court? I was hoping everybody would get a good long look at that son of a bitch's face. Because that's what you're going to face because of your delinquency, because of your negligence. That's what you're facing right there. I know. Every one of them ain't a poor Speedy Bengalis or whatever have you. They're not. Those are gangsters, man. You look what's going on down in Mexico. And that son of a bitch laughing there, I'll tell you what, he'll kill you too. And they're here and they got guns and you're going to have to shoot it out with them because they're not just going to leave because they are decided this is theirs. They came here, they set their ass down and they're telling you it belongs to them because that traitors in your goddamn, what was supposed to be your government failed to just enforce the fucking law. On purpose, because they wanted them to be there, because you gotta die. You gotta be made a slave or frickin' die. It's the only way things work out for them. Anyway, this is from USA Today. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The political debate over the fate of dreamers. I have a dream of a whole world coming here and taking my fucking country from me. I have a dream. And because I said it like that, you have to worship it. You're a goddamn racist. Man, I couldn't be more racist if that's the criteria. The political debate over the fate of dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children, and has overlooked just how many there are in the country today. About 3.6 million. And you know they're lying about that, so when they tell you 11 million, you're talking about 60 to 100 million. I tell you it's true, and I think you know it when you look around you. That number of people who risk being uprooted is not widely known. Yeah, it is. In large part because so much public attention has been focused recently on 800,000, mostly young dreamers, accepted into the Obama-era deferred action for childhood arrivals. We see it got stopped before they could get the whole 3.6 million. And so they just sit there and say, it's only 800,000, say. And you're supposed to be such a goddamn retard, reject from reality, that you just, okay. That 800,000, you know, that gets the tip of the blade in, and then they shove the rest of that son of a bitch in you. This smaller group of dreamers is the spotlight because President Trump terminated DACA in September. No, by God, he didn't. He gave it a six-month extension. He didn't terminate shit. And there's been a goddamn communist judge down in California. They're writing out the goddamn green things that they are the green cards like they couldn't do because of the other so-called Supreme Court decision. Remember, they're writing them out right now. That even the ones that are coming up right now, you couldn't get rid of them in March even because they've already got permission to be here for two more fucking years. How stupid do they think we are? Are we going to stand for this? President Trump terminated DACA in September. No, he didn't. Saying it was an illegal overreach of executive authority, it sure as hell was. It's not executive authority. It's goddamn the legislative authority, judicial authority. None of you have the authority to give our country away. Never had it, never will. Whatever you do, no matter what dirty deal you do, Trumpy, make sure you understand that when the people cut loose, you people who think you're going to get into this country, we're going to kill every goddamn one of you. And then we're coming for that, your hairpiece. And his ass is going down too. And every son of a bitch it went along with it because there is no authority. This is a take. This isn't a give. Executive authority that can only come from the Congress. Here it is, people, what I've been telling you. Saying it was an illegal overreach, but this is what we told you right when they were doing this. They didn't say that, but this is what we told you this is what would come out in the end equation. Saying it was an illegal overreach of executive authority that can only come from the Congress. No. You show me where the Congress has the authority to give our fucking country away. They don't have it. The only authority that exists as far as people coming in here is the immigration laws that are on the books that have been ignored, thrown out. That's the only authority that exists on the subject matter. And it's been thrown out. Oh, we're just going to write, me and Bob and Ted and Joe are going to get, we want to write something new down on a piece of paper here. We got another idea what we're going to do. Really? Keep signing those papers. They're your death warrants, you sons of bitches. While many politicians use Dreamer and DACA interchangeably, the terms are not a distinction without a difference, said House Majority Whip Steny Hoyer, Democrat, Maryland. Dreamers got their name from the Dream Act. No, they got it because they used that. I mean, they think we're so fucking stupid, like little kids in place. It's Martin Luther King got a dream thing, you see. And we put dream on there, and that makes it a civil rights thing, like an American thing. No, these are fucking foreign invaders, period. Their dream is our nightmare. Get it through your head. This is just a word play that's supposed to make you be politically correct. Well, I guess if it's dream and I can't do nothing about it, you want to bet. DREAM Act, a bill that has been, DREAM and DACA interchangeably, the terms are not distinctions without difference, said House Majority Whip. DREAMers got their name from the DREAM Act, a bill that has been proposed in Congress since 2001 and couldn't get passed. Why? Because the whole goddamn country said no. That little 20%, I mean, they do look around, and when everybody is screaming ass pissed and sitting there with their eyes ablaze saying, you goddamn do it, you son of a bitch. They pretend like we're invisible, but at certain times it would be very foolish to pretend that people are invisible. And this is one of those times they go through with this. This could be war. I guarantee you there ain't going to be another Trumpy come up and sell a bill of goods in this country. Will there? They will have played that card. And things are just going to continually get worse for the, while they're shouting, oh, it's wonderful. God, happy days are here again. And big tax. People are getting $1,000. A whole bunch of people are getting $1,000. Yeah. You think that ship sailed and it was a short trip. It's already to the end of its destination. It's not going to carry far. Go ahead.
They already played the car 3 times.
Yes, they did.
Ron Paul.
Yep.
Out of hairpiece.
Amen, brother. You're absolutely correct. That being said, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com. Thank you.
means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow and know they'll find my Browning is clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I'll learn history, Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I'll learn history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Terminality. But don't come for my gun. No, it's past don't come for my gun. It's time to, I mean, what we got here, I mean, to look at it for what it really is. Think about a mob, you know, where they're coming to get the dirty bastards. You know, and they outnumber them 300-1. There's a row of jackbooted thugs standing between them and the traitors they're after. And I mean, wouldn't even slow down the first wave. And then you get some son of a bitch steps up. I'm one of you. This has got to stop. I'm telling you, we got to stop this. I mean, it's what we're here for. We're ready to hang these sons. But hold it now. Hold it. Just hold on a minute now. There's no use to get. We don't have to do this. We really don't. We can do this. I can take care of this. I really can. Well, you got 5 minutes, son of a bitch. Get over there. And he starts swapping, spitting stuff. Going, well, we're not gonna do it. But I want you guys to sit back down. Fuck you. This is where we're at, people. We have been betrayed more times than shit. Come on. I mean, I think it was maybe Bill or one of the fellas who was just up before we went to break. How many times? Get real. Back to this article. A number so large raises the stakes for both sides in the dispute. And when they tell you 3.6 million, they're telling you the well, let's see how they got this number. Da-da-da-da. Let me see if it tells here. Nonprofit. Okay. The 3.6 million estimate of undocumented immigrants brought to the United States before their 18th birthday comes from a Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan nonprofit think tank that studies global immigration patterns. This is roughly a third of all undocumented immigrants. If they're actually a third, then you're looking at 30 million. And that would be about right. They think that if they tell you 3 million, they could get away with 30. This is how these son of a bitch is thinking. I think you people know that. About 30 million of these son of a bitches we're talking about. And still, with those kind of numbers, they're balking at doing it because that guy's sitting there going, God damn, do you see that crowd out there? Do you see them? I mean, I just barely got them stopped from swarming your ass and hanging you. And I got to keep this con going. I mean, I'm on your side. I want them here, too. I mean, I want to displace these Americans. I want cheap labor. Hell, I'm an international billionaire. But that when we talk these numbers, we're not talking about them over there, okay? You know, the invisible people with all the guns? A number so large raises the stakes for both sides in the dispute. And it's a hell of a lot larger than that. Over and remember, by the way, I'm telling you this. Just like I've told you the rest of this shit, this is what it is. I don't want to have to come back in 2 months because everybody went, oh, it's only 3 million. No, by God, it ain't. For both sides in the dispute over whether to deport dreamers, allow them to stay under prescribed conditions or provide them with a path to citizenship. The Nourani, executive director of the Pro-Immigrant National Immigration Forum, said exposing millions of dreamers to deportation would be a moral and economic calamity. Well, it's a moral and economic calamity, the invasion being here for the people who own the goddamn real estate. I mean, this is how they try to play on you. I don't really give a shit. You don't want to see how I would treat these son of a bitches. I want them out of here. I'm giving you a chance. You get them the fuck out of here. You ain't going to like them because when we go to get them, we're hanging your ass on the way to going and throwing their ass out of here. You better understand that, Chucky Schumer. At a time when our economy is growing and our labor market is extremely tight, 100 million Americans displaced, dispossessed, and made civilly dead living in tent cities. Well, they're invisible. They don't exist. We need a workforce because there ain't no workforce. Yeah, because you put that workforce out there in the goddamn tent cities. You dispossessed them and put them out and put them on the street. So they don't exist because they're not signed up for unemployment. So I'll tell you what, them people do exist, and they got guns in their hands, and they're coming for your dumb ass. I love that. I mean, extremely tight. These are all folks of working age who have skills to immediately displace your children. That's what they're here to do. Displace your children and make it so your children can't make a living wage and can't have nothing in the country of their birth. Norrani said, we would be spending billions of, I'm telling you something else. All you son of a bitches that came here under that 14th Amendment, that illegal 14th Amendment, your ass is out of here too, by the way. One way or the other, would be spending billions of dollars to remove folks who have the potential to help the country grow. Screw you. See, they have to come here. They know that you don't want this. And they know that they're going against the vast majority of the people in this country. But it's such a good reason that we're not representing you, that we are breaking our oath, that we are actually acting as agents for foreigners, for foreign governments, right in front of your face, handing over your country to these son of a bitches. This is a good, we got it's because, well, they're poor people. Fuck them. On the other side is Mark Kirkren, and I love this, the controlled opposition here, executive director for the center. This is the other part that make up that 25%. You know, the son of a bitches has been selling us out for 100 years now. You know, the ones that go out there and acquiesce to the shit for the rest of us. Mark Kirkren, executive director for the Center for Immigration Status, which favors lower levels of immigration. He argues that only extending protection for the 800,000. See, that they couldn't get you to take that 800,000. They couldn't get you to do it. And they're playing this big production bullshit game. Oh, geez, man. We had to settle for, well, what we were after. And once you get those son of a bitches in there, then you got the legislation to litigate the rest of them in here through your goddamn communist admiralty illegal courts. So, I mean, you got a judge right now that's running this country because he said that you have to keep them coming, even though the Supreme Court said this was all illegal. But then a lower court, he comes out and says, well, you got to start issuing green cards. Well, I've decided. I signed this piece of paper. Why ain't that son of a bitch in jail? Tell me, people. Because we had the ruling from their Supreme Court that said that they couldn't do it, that it was illegal. It was an illegal act to make DACA happen. It was illegal. They tell you it was illegal. And then Trump grants a six-month extension. And before the six-month extension, the judge steps up. Well, this judge, I just step. I mean, nobody. I'm here. With some of my buddies, Joe and John, filed this little paper with me and said that we want to keep giving them green cards and just keep this stuff up. We don't give a shit. I tell you what, you're going to hang. You're going to see those numbers. You can ignore us and call us invisible until we got a hold of your goddamn neck and we're dragging you up that scaffolding. And then when we put that rope around, you can still look around and just try to make us look invisible as your ass is falling through that goddamn trap door with your eyelids stapled to your forehead in front of that 30-foot mirror. So you, last thing you see in this world will be the shit running down your own legs. That is what you deserve. You deserve worse, but we'll settle for that because we got a lot of these people to deal with. Mark Corkin favors lower immigration numbers. Well, fuck you, Mark Corkin. You don't got the right to give my country away to 10 or 10,000 or 10 million. You have no authority. He argues for only extending protections for 800,000 in DACA. It's not like they're entitled to anything. No, by God, they're not. And you're acting as a foreign agent. Your ass should have been arrested yesterday, buddy. But prudence suggests an extraordinary act of mercy. Screw you. You represent me, I say they go. My employee, my servant, I'm telling you, servant, get them the fuck off my real estate now, boy. Or your ass is going to go with them if you live through it. Suggest an extraordinary act of mercy, he said. Amnesty is warranted for them alone. At least this time. I love that. At least this time. There was never no intent. The whole thing has been a fraud, and you people should be boiling like I'm boiling. There shouldn't be. You should be more pissed off than me, because at least I wasn't fooled. They fooled you again. In exchange for Dreamers' protections, Republicans want enhanced border security. Like I said, this is the same bullshit. What did Mitt Romney run on? We got to beef up the border security. Then we can give them amnesty. Isn't that what Donald Trump comes up? Oh, no amnesty. Every one of them's got to leave. Oh, well, I'm voting for that feller. See what happened here? And now, hell, you got Mitt Romney in the goddamn Oval Office with Jared Kushner, you know, running from the running it for the Israelis. And then you got Steve Mnuchin for, you know, it should have been put up against the wall for the theft that he perpetrated back in 08. And you got Wilbur Ross there, Rothschilds and shit. Man, well, what the hell? What did you vote in there, people? You ignorant sons of bitches. Enhanced border security and an end of diversity visa program for people from underrepresented countries. Some countries just ain't getting enough of their shit, their third world shit pumped into our country. So we got to have a lottery to make sure we get more of that third world shithole shit into our country. Where did the hell, you know, that's the first time I heard about that. When that guy ran over them people down that sidewalk in New York. Oh, yeah, he was part of this thing, just a lottery. I mean, any third world piece of trash, shit, ball, murdering, raping bastard, he won the lottery. He gets to come to America and kill Americans, including several from Africa, and a reduction in relatives and a reduction in how many of their fucking relatives they can bring in right behind them. Let's go to hell. They see, like I said, the only authority that exists on this subject are the laws that they've been violating for 50 fucking years, period. And they know it. That's why they're trying to legit. They did all this shit thinking that, oh, it's down the line. They figured to have us buffaloed and our guns taken away from us by now, to tell you the truth. And now they're sitting here facing the largest army on planet Earth, and they don't know whether to shit or go blind. It would be nice to have a third world war right now. I think they need one. The impact of what may happen to Dreamers was highlighted this week with George Garcia, 39, a Detroit landscaper who has lived in the United States for 30 years against the law, was deported back to his... Why did it take him 30 years to throw this son of a bitch out of here? That should be the question. Now, oh, poor Garcia, he got took it out after 30 years. Is that how you're deporting him? It takes 30 goddamn years? You've known about him for 30 years? He's been here sucking off my country for 30 years. But no, we're supposed to get a big lump in our chest. And let's read the rest. It was deported back to his native Mexico, even though he arrived in the country when he was 10 years old. So he's been here for 20 years. Garcia, whose wife and two children are all U.S. citizens, Oh, yeah, I wonder how that came about. U.S. citizens, I guarantee you they weren't born here, did not qualify for DACA because he was just over the age limit. Damn it. That's just so wrong. I want to fix this for that guy. I mean, I don't want to have a life anymore. I don't want a decent house. I don't want good food. I just want to take care of these dirty third world son of a bitches. You know, they talked about, he's got a wife and kids. Yeah, he had all that after he came here illegally. And they were probably illegal for the longest time. It was probably the anchor babies that got mama in, right? To qualify for DACA, created in 2012, Dreamers had to undergo a thorough background check, prove they arrived in the United States before they were on their 16th birthday. And how could you do that? Well, Juan's going to sign an affidavit, and Carlos is going to sign as his witness. That's all it is, too. Every goddamn 30 million, I'm telling you people right now. And that's the third of what's here. And the rest are going to be in. That's the DACA. You know, that's coming up next, DACA, because we got to take care of them, too. We need them. We have nobody to work here. You got 30 million people over there. I mean, some of them tops in their fields, college educated. Said, no, we really don't want, they want too much money to work. We want these people here, you see. We want to take those people over to a ditch and put a bullet in their head. And that is the truth. The program provided work permits and 2-year reprieves from deportation that could be renewed. And they're getting renewed right now after it was declared goddamn illegal. Do you see it, people? It is all a shell game. And there is no P under any of the shells. Cecilia Munoz, Obama's domestic policy director, said he chose to protect a limited number of Dreamers because he could only go so far through an executive action. No, he couldn't. It was ruled a violation of the Constitution by their own Supreme Court. He couldn't do it. He said 25 times he couldn't do it. And now they're sitting here acting like, oh, yeah, he could, even though it's been ruled against it. But no, hell, they're writing out more green cards, aren't they? It's just like, yeah, well, fuck you. Yeah, you proved us wrong. And yeah, we are. We're invading your country and fuck you. That's really what it is, people. Tell me it ain't. Tell me where I'm making a mistake here. Now that Congress is involved, who has no authority to give our country away, said... Manos said, far more Dreamers should be protected. Far more, because there are far more than you'll ever realize until it's too frickin' late. The right policy is to be as generous as possible, Manos said. We know the success of DACA. It's good for the country. Now you're talking DACA. Remember they said it was flipped over. We just gained some more numbers here just by changing the one little synonym here. It's good for the country, and this is, it's good for the country. If you happen to be a multi-billionaire here who wants slave labor, boy, it's good for your country, just like that stock market. You know, they keep touting that. It's 26,000. Yeah, I think Venezuela still has a hell of a stock market. They're just all broke and starving to death. And this has overwhelming support around the country from people on both sides of the aisle. Yeah, you got your Republicans and your Democrats, 25% of the population. That's all in the fuck you're talking about here. The reason they ain't done it already is because the same reason they ain't took our guns. They know there's going to be a consequence. We can't keep enduring this shit, people. We really can't. There's no reason to limit who is eligible. I don't know. You might want to look out there at that crowd. There are several legislative proposals that each protect different numbers of Dreamers. God, wouldn't it be nice if they advocated for us on a level like this, people? Think about it. How about the 100 million of our people living in tent cities and dispossessed in this country? Wouldn't it be something to have a big group of congressmen and senators advocating for Americans like this? I mean, dispossessed Americans, people who worked and paid into the system 20, 30, 40 years, in an advocacy group, you know, a bunch of senators and congressmen getting, the Peace Act. So bring peace to these people again, because it's their goddamn country. How about the Restitution Act? But you displace 100 million Americans, and then you come in just these fucking foreigners coddling. This is who you want to protect. You work for them people in those tent cities, you sons of bitch and treasonous bastards. They should be arrested. They're acting as foreign agents for foreign governments and foreign nationals, period. That's prima facie. And nobody's going to tell me that Trump and company and his goddamn team of lawyers and all these son of a bitches don't know exactly what I'm telling you right here, right now. If he truly had a problem with it, all he'd have to do is just say, executive order. Give it here. Now, this here can actually happen because the legislative law is on the books and just right. All waivers are withdrawn. Enforce the law. Donald J. Trump. And let it and bring in the goddamn army. That's how simple it would be if that was the intent. But it is not the intent. No more than the intent was, you know, it comes up with the Constitution. We're going to go by the Constitution. Minus the Bill of Rights, thanks to the National Defense Authorization Act, which you had to re-sign. And thanks to the Patriot Act, which you had to re-sign. And thanks to the War Powers Act, which has removed the common law courts and the common law and the people's rights, which you had to sign as soon as you became president, you treasonous piece of trash.
You know, you take away all the Mexicans and all the third world bullshit from Donald Trump's world, Henry, and he goes broke tomorrow.
Exactly, Mark. That's what I couldn't believe when this whole thing was going down. You say, God, you look at the, when you put Mitt Romney up there, it was like, you're going to Bain Capital? Really? You would, somebody would vote for him? Somebody in this country that just seen a third of our population took out by these bastards? It was just like absurd. But, oh, Donald Trump, oh, he played on a TV thing. He's an international real estate mogul. Has a goddamn trademarks in China, the whole nine yards. But just, well, I guess he did through the WFW wrestling thing out there. I tell you, brother, I'm gonna do some showboating, and that's all in the hell it took. People are just so god. I mean, are you that desperate? Are you that cowardly desperate? Is the question. Why in the hell do you think they even put him up there? Because they're scared of you. Hmm. Oh, where were we here? Let's see. There is support across the country for allowing dreamers who have records of achievement to stay working. I mean, just at every little angle. Well, will you do it in a chair? Will you do it in your hair? Will you do it anywhere? I mean, this is what we're looking at. What will you do? Can we get it? Oh, then when we get it, we can use that over here in the courts. And then, see what I'm saying? Sleazy. Sleazy as it comes, people. Other proposals from Republicans would protect up to 1.7 million migrants. Bullshit. But that's from your Republican Party you voted for. Remember, your Republican leader of your Republican Party told you. What did he say? Every one of them has to go. Isn't that what he said? Did I hear that wrong? Several times. The most restrictive proposals would provide legal status only to the 798,980 people approved for DACA. Legally approved. They commit an illegal act and they keep forcing it and fighting it through the courts until it's declared illegal and they get it. I mean, it's like robbing the bank and you get to keep the money. Oh, you can't rob banks no more. We've declared that through the Supreme Court that it's illegal, but all the robbing that you did, you got away with that. I mean, this is what we're looking at. And they think I guess they think we're too stupid to see it. You committed a crime, but you admitted it. Your Supreme Court said it was frickin' legal what you did. And now the fruits of that illegal activity, oh, you're going to keep them. In fact, you're going to have a judge come on and go, well, I'm going to go sign this and you can just keep on. Because I mean, forget about that Supreme Court thing. I'm coming back over here to my court that's superior to that court because, well, I could use a superior court thing. I have to tell all the people what's been done to the common law. So you're going to accept my ruling, huh?
I want to know how the hell the legislatures in San Francisco are going to be able to jail the people that are trying to get rid of the illegals. It doesn't make any sense. The feds are going in. They're going to tap out 1,500 and get rid of them, 1,500 illegals.
Well,
and
they have
people inside the justice inside of San Fran are saying, if you try, we're going to throw you in jail. How the hell does that work, Henry?
Well, there are federal facilities in the state of California that they can take them to, but they should be arresting. They should be arresting these son of a bitches saying that they're going to obstruct it. I mean, this is lawful. This is legislated federal law that says that they're supposed to take these people and get them the hell out of our goddamn country. They came here illegally. And then you got these locals. I mean, how would it be if I did this? If even being in the right, it wouldn't matter. I mean, look what they're talking about coming after the people. The state passed laws of marijuana. We don't care. And you have no authority to tell me what I can and cannot put in my body. And you're going to get me, but you do have authority when it comes to these invaders. They are in your admiralty jurisdiction. You can come in and nab them. They have no constitutional rights. They are invaders. But they're getting the rights that are supposed to be ours, man. I'm telling you, it has been turned completely upside down on its head. And there's no arguing. They need to go in and start arresting these goddamn so-called officials, these dirty son of a bitches that are aiding and abetting and invading. All you'd have to do, I mean, goddamn, the facts would support it. I'm declaring that this is an invasion. And because he's working under war powers, there ain't nothing nobody could say about it. He signed the orders. Go ahead.
They're acting like they've already seceded.
Exactly. Well, that's how they do it, Mark. But then, see, they're right here. This is why you see these crunch points like we're looking at right now, where, God damn, they just want to do it. But, man, I'm telling you, they like I've said all along, they have their people on the streets listening. They're listening to what we're saying right here, right now. They're listening to all across this country, to phone calls, to everything involving this. And they got their think tanks working. The think tanks are saying, they're going to shoot. They're going to shoot. That's our opinion. You can work and do what you want. And they're back and forth. Oh, no, they're not going to. We can bring in UN troops. I can hear the debate. At any rate, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up behind us. And, man, always be out there and be in their face, man. That's all you, I mean, at this point, just say, you better start counting, you dumb son of a bitches. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!